May 12, 1917. One who doubts about the love of Jesus saddens him. Since my always lovable Jesus had not come, and I was very afflicted, a thought flew into my mind while I was praying, "Have you ever thought that you might be lost?" I never really think about this, so I remained a little surprised. But good Jesus, who watches me in everything, immediately moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, this is true strangeness, which saddens my love very much." If a daughter said to her father, "I am not your daughter, so you will not give me a share of your inheritance. You don't want to give me food. You don't want to keep me in your house," and she torments herself and laments, what would the poor father say? Strangeness. This daughter is mad. And with all his love, he would say to her, "But, tell me, if you are not my daughter, whose daughter are you? How is this? You live under my same roof. You eat at my same table. I clothe you with my money, earned with my own sweat. If you were ill, I assist you and I procure the means to heal you. Why then, do you doubt that you are my daughter?" With more reason, I would say to one who doubts about my love, and fears that she might be lost, "How is this? I give you my flesh for food. You live completely from my own. If you were ill, I heal you with the sacraments. If you were stained, I wash you with my blood. I can say that I am almost at your disposal, and you doubt? Do you want to sadden me? Tell me, then, do you love someone else? Do you recognize someone else as your father, since you say that you are not my daughter? And if this is not the case, why do you want to afflict yourself and sadden me? Aren't the bitternesses that others give me enough? You too want to add pains in my heart?"